Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good evening. Good evening. Let us pray in the Holy Ghost where we are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sagavasta Gavala Tokolas Nagovashan Tamazan Tostaka Vindaste Rota Katamazan Tomazan Tamastaka Pala Take a Police Take a Polizantist Ayentis Tokovala Staka Palamazan Tomashin Tamazan Toshinta Inkepa Palamazan Tomashin Tamazan Tomashin Tios Akepa Palamazan Tosh Alamazan Tomashin Tamakantil Arus to go palamas and taste to go palantinkas to go and tamas and to roast to go palas and to my shack and tinas to go palantinka master and tamas and to Father, this evening again, we don't trust on ourselves, we don't trust on our wisdom, we don't trust on our intellect, we trust on your spirit alone. Hallelujah. Not by power, not by might, but by your spirit. We trust on your spirit for comprehension. We don't trust on human understanding. We don't trust on our smartness to make things better. Tonight we trust on the spirit. We trust in the spirit of God in us and in the listener again this evening. We say we get better by instruction. We get better in choir. We get better by admonition. We get corrected. We get admonished in your word this evening in the name of Jesus. Let our life receive that positive touch again of your word in the name of Jesus. Pray for us, may we pray for pray for anyone with challenges in the health, challenges in the mind. Kantis to go van take a road, take a palace, take a pond, and to go vashen, take a beast in tosh. A random asunto machine to mazunto, take a palamazunto machine to mazunto. A commander to go palamazunto machine to mas take a palace, take a pulse, a tear, a tick and tis tosh. A zento stuck a palazunto. Alabanda, campata tea, coast, take a palastema. We prefer comfort. We prefer comfort. We pray for open ears this evening to receive comfort, to receive comfort, to receive comfort. Pray for healings for body. Pray for comfort for mind. We pray for rest in the name of Jesus. See, our mind is not troubled. We are not hyper. We are not high-minded. Our mind is not troubled. Our mind rests on the finished work of Christ. We are not troubled. We are not troubled. We are not troubled. None is troubled there. No undue anxiety. Anxiety dies in your heart right now. Undue anxiety dies in your heart right now. In the name of Jesus. Depression goes away. In the name of Jesus. It goes away. You don't entertain it. You find joy in the ministry of Christ. You find joy in the new creation. You find joy in the church of the living Christ, of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory be to you, God. Amen. Amen. How are you doing? Okay, let's do this fast this evening. Call it the teaching ministry of Jesus. Teaching ministry of Jesus. This should be part 8. Amen, 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 amen. Am I still online? Connection seems to break. Yeah. Amen, amen. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Please let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can hear me. Please, please, please. Gavos avante colista votante corrusto copanta pamana posta capasta capana manate cantosta pam nabazanta papana mazanta papana mana mana manike tosta capana basitos aietas cecapate que Master Campanta Stoko Palace. Okay, take a palace and a manamas and just a copana. O takintanizatais sotolatantas. Anamana mashanta masanta mashantas takanta mashanta. Intike pantis togopanta mana mashante masantas takampa. Rokanta masanto mashanta masanto. Namashinta masanto mashinda masanto mashanti. Na campo na mazento cante alla de che to santana mashinta ta cantana sta campana santa de che poni sta campanes ai che te de masta campana mazento mashintas una mashin na mashinta mazento mashinta mazento mashinta Namazunto mashanta masunto masuntas teke poste kenti Rante kento shanta manamazunto masuntas teke pala mashanta Katio soto paste kapo soto
All I can say to you
You can just reply on
this
shot over here so I
would
can
never
see
be the same. Where do we go?
Can you me clearly now, please? Yeah, okay, I'll swap to and then let's work. Okay, thank you, love.
Lord, I come
okay,
to you.
Let's do this with our
let my heart be changed.
Amen, amen.
Renew, flowing from
okay, okay, thank you. RIT, finally you came back today. I will check your note when I come, okay? Thank you. So the teaching ministry of Jesus, this is part 8. So I beg you guys, don't be full of yourself. There's that thing that people call that being full of themselves is actually very, very bad. Don't be caught in your own web. Don't be caught in your own undue thinking. Don't be caught in your own over meditation about your life. I have begged you. This thing makes people useless. You will not serve God. I'll tell you the truth. Don't be caught in that thing of I am thinking about myself. I'm thinking about how I am treated. I'm thinking about how I am perceived. I'm thinking about how I am being handled. I am thinking about me. You will never be useful for God. Don't be overwhelmed by your own thinking, by thinking on your own self, on your own predicament. Don't just sit down in a place you are moody, you are numb, and you are just all you are ruminating about is something about you, how I myself. No, it does not help. Be full of God. Be full of God. Rather, being full of yourself. Be full of tongues. Be full of the Spirit. Be full of the fruit of the Spirit. Are you with me? Don't be overwhelmed with your own thinking. Don't be overwhelmed with your own circumstance. It's not peculiar to you. You are not the only one. Plenty of people are also facing worse than you are facing. And I tell you the truth, don't forget worry and anxiety. They don't make anything better in God's kingdom. Thank you, Brother Joshua. I can see you guys. Worry, anxiety does not make anything better in God's kingdom. It doesn't. It doesn't at all. It doesn't. Are you with me? Don't think that is when you are sober, you are there, you are reflecting on yourself, you are trying to be moody. Don't think that is the time that God will now say, please, so quickly send help to this person. Please, I tell you the truth, until you remember the dark story of David, the story, and people came, carried his wife away, carried his family, his properties away. Nothing happened though, until David encouraged himself in the Lord and went after them. It's your faith is to encourage yourself in the Lord. Faith is to put on joy despite that circumstance. Are you with me? Faith is to put on joy, to put on gladness despite the things you are facing. Despite it, you are not the only one. It is common to men. Are you with me? If you know what your pastors, your leaders, plenty of people, what they pass through at work to, what they pass through in their school, what they pass through to get to the level they are, you will not know that you are not the only one in that situation. Is it the issue of money? It's not the only. You are far from being the only one. And like I tell, and I told you, sometimes I keep telling people, see, over how many million? Is it close to 50 million people died in the Second World War, and God could do nothing because men did nothing. So see, it's not our being moody, our being, like, for instance, somebody say you are asking, maybe you are trusting God for healing for your body, and rather than get the word of faith serious, you are on Facebook, you are on WhatsApp status update, sharing how moody you are, how perplexed you are not serious. So think about it. Men of God in the 60s, 80s, I mean 18th century, 16th, 17th centuries, men of God after those Martin Luther Crusade, they developed, they learned the word of faith, yet many of them still died of sickness because nobody could hammer on the power of God to heal until Alexander, that John Dewey and the rest now came, and that is during the reign of God's generals, and until then I mean that's Robert Leodan called God's generals, until now came into the scene, that is when the power to heal now became available. Was it God that was and we told him this from men all this while? No, men, you are important even in the plan of God for your life. You are important in harnessing the power of God for your life, for your body, for your days. You are important. Being moody will short circuit that power. Being moody will insulate you from angelic life. Being moody, it's not you. You are not peculiar. Particularly tonight, but also the issue of money. You don't have money, and that is determined. You not allow that to determine your mood. Come on, you are not the only one there, and that will not make things better. Like saying God, maybe this God that has never helped one person. If tears, for instance, if tears raise up the dead, then nobody will die. Everybody just as they are just getting to the very burial ceremony, everybody just be getting all the dead, just be getting a pum pum pum. Are you saying God does not sympathize with us? He does, but we are the ones that put the power of God into dynamism. It's us, it's man. Are you with me, everybody? It's man. We are the ones to put the power of God into dynamic use, into dynamic activity. So don't be moody, please. I beg you. Don't be moody. Don't be full of yourself. Don't be over carried away with your own predicament, with your own issues. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. I think today we'll just be looking at Matthew chapter 6, just maybe from verse 1 to 4 or so, and we'll be done today. The teaching ministry of Jesus, this is part 8. We have been looking at the reason why Jesus spoke the way he spoke. We have been seeing this from part 1. Please try and don't miss any of this series. I have spoken a lot about relationships, about marriage and this stuff. I will still do a bit of that again today. Some people that may be expecting express relationship seminars, well, if you disdain the teaching of gospel like this, you will never get the best. That's the point. That's why I just sandwich everything in between stuff like this. Some people have so much ishy ears. Now called for marriage seminars, they will just be rushing there. But they hear the teaching ministry of Jesus, say, what's that? Well, such people, they are not really useful. Anyway, let me tell you the truth. Even the teaching will not even bless them because their mind is not on the word in the first place. So try and be, Paul says, has not shown to declare unto you the full counsel of God. This is how I can help you. This is how God helps. Are you with me? The full counsel of God. Not just trying to be hyper-selective. Yes, hyper-selective, this one I want, this one I don't want. Come on, be serious. Thank you. Of course, not you. I trust you guys in this place. Don't forget this church atmosphere. I have the same attitude of reverence, same attitude of the same attitude you show to the world. I have the same thing. This is not the time you are listening and you are trying to reply somebody on WhatsApp. That is dishonor. Nobody's like that here. Okay, Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. So, of course, you have your notes. Nothing stops you. Just sit down somewhere and can write at your convenience. And the only difference between this one and church is that maybe you can, if you like, be naked and be listening. Now, you shall be. Praise God. Okay, Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Also, I didn't know why I've not been seeing peace on this live stream for a while right now. Is she that busy? She's the only busy person in the world. Beggo. Okay, Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. So of course, it is not a reason to say that I will now be folding money to church, or I will now be folding money to drop into the offering, envelope, or whatever you call it. This is not the reason to say I will now be Jesus said, and people must not see my offering or stuff like that. No. Rather, Jesus was telling them to work on their intention. It's not saying your pastor must not know. It's not saying that just you kill. No. Jesus is telling them to work on their intention. Intention. Intention is the point here. Intention is the key here. Intention. Are you with me? Intention. Work on your intention. So, for instance, you know that even some people, they can establish a whole church for the wrong intention. Like, it can just be awful. You can establish a whole church. You can start pushing the gospel for the wrong intention. Philippians chapter 1 verse 12. But I wonder that you understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me are falling out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Verse 13. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the place. And in all the palace and in all other places. Please look at your Bible. Verse 14. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confidence by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word of God without fear. Now see verse 15. Some indeed preach Christ even out of envy. Imagine, you are preaching Christ out of envy, out of strife, and some out of goodwill. Because Paul is now in prison, some people are now preaching Christ out of envy. Yes, that guy, yes, it was dominated everywhere. Now let us take over. No, that was their intention. Yes, we have silenced him. Yes, let's not take over. So, but see, 16, the one preach Christ of contention, not sincerity, supposing, thinking that it will add affliction to my bonds. Of course, see, that word contention there, it means strife. Preaching Christ out of strife, like a partisanship, like a partisan spirit, to be creating sects, to be fractiousness. Like to preach Christ out of strife, out of division, out of segregation, because you want to have your own uniqueness. Verse 17, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. But see what Paul said. What then, notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense. Imagine, so some people can preach Jesus out of pretense. But Paul now said, well, whether you are doing it out of pretense or in truth, don't worry, Christ is preached, and I rejoice, and you too should rejoice. Hallelujah. In fact, point, I can even say these people, they are still better. At least they are still pushing Christ out of a bad motive. They are still pushing Christ out of a bad intention. But at least they are pushing Christ. Some, in their attempts to not be unique, they will now start having a different emphasis until they corrupt the message. That's the point. Some, in their attempts to be unique, they will now start having different emphasis until they corrupt the message. That's the point. When you are doing the right thing out of the wrong intention, eventually that right thing will become the wrong thing, because the motivation is wrong. So these people, they may start by pushing Christ out of contention, but they may end up in materialism. They may end up in legalism, because the art is not right. The intention is not right. Why we do things must be to the glory of God. Let me say it again. Why we do things must be to the glory of God, not for name, not for fame, not for popularity, not even to be busy. Not to be occupied, not out of joblessness. It's for the glory of God. Not because we don't have other things to do. It's for the glory of God. I tell you the truth, teaching you here everything, trying to teach you as much as possible, it's not to populate website, it's to make you better. It's not to make a name for myself, it's to make you better. Personally, I have resolved never to use saints for any anti-biblical ambition. I have resolved that in my heart. Any satisfaction that my family cannot give me, let it go. So, it's a personal resolution never to use saints for any anti-biblical intention. Not because I want to become a G, those type of terrible names. Sorry, I use the word terrible names, it's not actually terrible. Verse 2. So the same also to all, of course, many of you listen to me, you are leaders. To all leaders too, that must be your intention. You are serving for the glory of God. I think offices part 2 is coming very soon. You are serving to the glory of God. You are serving. That is why you are serving. You are not serving so that you can be known. You are not serving so that you can be so that you can gain edge over others. No, you are serving for God. We are servants. That is why the apostles, most of the time in the epistles, they call themselves servants. They don't even call themselves sons. In redemption, yes, we are sons. But in ministry, we are servants. We serve. We serve. Oh. You will drop your money. You will drop your strength. You will drop your time. You will drop your attention. You will drop your everything. We serve. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6, verse 2. Therefore, when thou dress thy arms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may, that's the issue, the intention, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. See, that word hypocrite there is actually a Greek word. Please try and write this down. H-U-P-O-K-R-I-T-E-S. H-U-P-O-K-R-I-T-E-S. Hypocritics. It actually means an actor, a stage player, Ramsinwa, a dissembler, a pretender. Four keywords: an actor, a stage player, hypocrite. How many people have acted to be the president of president of America? White House down, Eagle down, what's the name of all those things? A stage player. Somebody that just assume what he is not. Come on, that's not us. So in that Matthew 6:20, it's not saying once someone knows what you want to give or something or that is bad, but if your intention is to use money to buy recognition, if your intention is to use money to buy respect in God's kingdom, you are a mistake. If the intention of the giving is so that you can I will make some requests in church. Somebody that has not come for invitation, come for anything, now come and meet me, sir. And that thing you are talking about, how can we help? I don't reply. What is that? You have the right intention. Though you cannot use your way to buy, you cannot use money to buy anything to buy your way into God. You should not into God's kingdom. Can't use big car to buy your way to buy respect for saints. No, if you are not respected for the gospel, you should not be respected for any other thing. So once the intention is wrong, such person is a mistake in ministry. Mistake. So hypocrisy must be far from you. That is the point. A stage player, hypocrisy. That means you know the truth, you just want to circumvent the due process just for your name, so that you can see, get the same in quotes, the same, and what you think others are there for. You think we are here for fame? Hallelujah. Praise God. So, for instance, just in marriage, just like I think I posted this on Facebook a while ago, just in marriage, before praying to God for who to marry, why not first do your own? Scriptural biblical analysis, very scriptural, like the word already gave you tens of types of people that you should not even consider, like a lot of people that you should not even consider at all. Why not first do that? And what do we call it? Is it elimination method or substitution method? That should be elimination method on that simultaneous equation. Why not first use that elimination method before you now know who to focus on? Hallelujah. Because most times when we apply that, the prayer points and duration will be lesser. So yeah, I'm praying to God for a year. God, who will I marry? You are not serious. Hallelujah. Of course, knowing from 1 Corinthians 7, no, you cannot just marry any Christian. Bible says, let him marry whom he wills, but only in the Lord. That's the first part. Don't forget. Firstly, you can't just marry any Christian. So if you now ask me the question, who am I not to marry? I can answer who to marry by telling you who not to marry from the scripture. Because scripture is not of dual standard. It's not saying this is the condition for ministry, separate. Condition for marriage, separate. No. Some people say, well, in ministry, the condition for to have a ministry partner is somebody that is prayerful, is this, is that, is that. But if it's a condition to have an husband, you now mention prayerful as first. Now say he must have four-digit job. I don't know, is it four or five? I don't know which one you people usually call. He must have four-digit job. He must have a three-piece suit. He must have a car. He must car. Then he must be prayerful. You are not serious. You are an hypocrite. So if the condition of what determines your eternal destiny starts with priority of spirituality, the condition of who to now help you, to lead you, to help to for you, to assist you in that line, we are now saying it must start with three-piece suit. You see how we are thinking? Hypocrisy. So I say this way, same type of people scripture says you must not company with. Who am I not to marry? Same type of people scripture says you must not company with. Same type of people. For instance, I'll start from 1 Corinthians 5. First type of people that we are not to company with, 1 Corinthians 5 verse 1, people living in open sin. 5 verse 1, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication is not even as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Reported commonly. Somebody living in open sin. And if you now go to verse 4 and 5, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together with my spirit with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved, since the spirit is saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. So that is, I told you that verse 5 is a figure of speech. It's just saying, hey, you have to rebuke this guy openly. Now saying verse 7, purge out therefore the old leaven, figure of speech, that may be a new lump for Christ, even our Passover is sacrifice for us. See verse 9, I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Are you with me? So you now say, now said in verse 13, but them that are without God, you therefore put away from among you that wicked person. You know, he's not saying throw him out of the church. He's saying don't give him that respect, that relevance. Don't approve of his character. So therefore, the type of first type of people that scripture clearly recommends is people living in open sin, unrepentant Christians. You cannot marry such person. Same reason you cannot company with them if not company with them in the church. Same reason you cannot marry them. Exactly. Some people, you are just expecting different things. And 25, 37 rules to know who to marry. You enter gallo. Focus on the scripture. The same type of people you should not company with as a normal Christian are the people scripture says people that you two should stay away from in marriage. Philippians 3 verse 17. Brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk. Philippians 3 17, sorry. And I'm fast. Sorry. To be done before this network goes off. Philippians 3 verse 17. Okay, thank you. Brethren, be followers together of me and mark them. He said mark them. That's all this. He said mark. Like put a mark on their head. Yeah, yes. Mark 1. Mark Hilary. Mark 2. Mark, where is there? Sorry, Hilary is a good person. So, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them. Like it must be clear. It's not assume. It's not well, but it's good. It's not that it's good. Mark him. Mark them which walk so as you have us for example. That means you mark the positive ones. For many of whom I have told you of it. Now, this is the people you avoid though. I have told you of it, and now I am telling you that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Brother Stephen, this is the first time I will be seeing you here. Thank you. Welcome, finally. They are the enemies of the cross of Christ. See verse 19. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame. Who mind earthly things? For our conversation is in heaven. Who set their mind? By the time you see their church, you know that this is not a man you should be going after. What are they praying about? My job. Promotion must come. Everything. And that is a type of Christian not to company with. Same type of people not to marry. Men given to materialism in their mind, in their prayer points, in their conduct. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 6. Glory, 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 glory. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 6. Now we commend you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself. Please sit down yourself. Sit down. We command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he has received of us. That means somebody that hates instructions, he hates traditions, he hates we are praying this time, he doesn't want to come. We have evangelism, he doesn't want to show up. For yourself know how you ought to follow us, for we have not behaved ourselves disorderly among you. So a man that rejects his pastoral instruction unruly is a person not to company with. Are you with me? So for instance, somebody told me a while ago, every day she has been hyping her pastor, sharing her pastor's pictures, posts, everything constantly. And one day she just picked the phone and just called me, pastor. My pastor said that in our church that we have to marry here. Said, but
What should I do? Are you okay? The person you are trusting for your spiritual growth, he now gave you instruction as touching marital. You are now saying that you want to break away. Why are we always seeing this what is? I didn't know. Why are we always seeing this as one turn in the flesh? Isn't this something that always bites us? Who are we married? Shut up. And hide your figure eight or whatever is making you pompous. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, forget that. So, whether he's rich or not, once he is rebellious to church instruction, that is a no-no for you. Once he is rebellious, you cannot, like for instance, you everybody is here now, at least I know all of you are correct people. Why should you say you are going for somebody that is not a worker? He's not a worker in his church. So a man that is not a worker does not value ministry. Now. I don't care with the circumstance. Such does not value ministry. Or such does not like accountability. Doesn't want to put his head under anybody. He wants to be a freelancer. He wants to be on his own. Hallelujah. So such, they don't value prayer. They don't value evangelism. Go to 1 Timothy. So that's rebellion. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 2. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise. Verse 3. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, see that they teach otherwise, they consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. Verse 4. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strivers worth of words. Wherefore, comment envy, strives, railing, evil surmising, perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds and destitute of truth. Of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. People supposing that gain is godliness, supposing that Christianity is a way to enrich yourself, from such, what are you to do? Withdraw yourself. It's not me that said it. The Bible says withdraw, pull yourself back, withdraw yourself. Let me leave the latter part of this one. See, but from such people, withdraw yourself. So there are some clear places that no matter the point, if he can put his head under where money is king, he is not for you. It's scriptural instruction. I've not said if it's not in my church or something. These are the guidelines. If we can just be honest with the scripture, we'll be fine. The reason why, like I just said, the reason why some churches try to now put those street rules that must be within. It would be funny if I say all my church members must marry within church. I don't know where are the brothers or where are the even sisters. Sorry, which one is more than which one? So no, it would be funny. So that means my weapon to help you is to teach you from the word. This is it. It's not I've told you that custom may help for quick fix, but it does not always help. So these are just things to look out for. You cannot say that it's not materialistic, but it's going to a materialism church. You are not serious. What you are looking for, you will see it. Thank you. Go to Romans 16, verse 17. Romans 16, 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine. Doctrine is the key. Doctrine is the reason you selected a pastor. Doctrine is the reason you selected a church. Doctrine is the reason you selected friends. Doctrine should also be the reason you select you to marry. Don't be hypocritical. Don't now insulate that part of your life from the influence of God's word. Don't now say, no, doctrine is only for church. It's only for church. Yes. Once you are talking about who will take care of me. Who are you? What are you? What is in your body that they are taking care of? Who will take care of me? Hallelujah. These are worldly terms. Okay, your priority is distinct. Can't you take care of yourself? Who has taken care of you for the past 20-something years of your life? Who will take care of me? Thank you. 18. For they that are such serve not our Lord. So I didn't say you should not take care of you. Don't get me wrong. Thank you. 18. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fierce speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. So before praying, why not settle those facts in your mind? Why not settle those facts clearly? Hallelujah. Praise God. Why not first eliminate all those ones? And after doing that, that is when you can be led. You cannot be led when you are, say, considering somebody that is anti, unless you want to be led by an anti-biblical spirit. So you cannot be led when you are, say, considering someone that is against the Bible. Hallelujah. You can't be led that way. Don't be dishonest. Thank you for listening. So it's very important. It's after you have settled those far that you will now be led from those who have passed all that assessment. Nice. Like, let me say it again. It's after you have settled all those facts that you now get led from those who have passed all that assessment. Very important. People must serve God and follow us for the right reason. That's the point. So you must select you must be clear in your intention. Your intention must be pure. So back to Matthew chapter 6 now, verse 3. Matthew 6, 2 and 3. So like I've said, people must serve God. People also must follow us for the right reason. For the right reason. When riches increase, don't rely on it for ministry. I'm not saying don't give it, but don't rely on it for ministry. Let people know why they are with you. Let people know why they are in church. Don't use money to buy your way into people's life. I've never made that mistake. Don't use money to buy your way into people's life. Those who will serve, will serve. Those who will never serve, will not serve. Like, let me say it again. Jesus never used money to bait anyone to ministry. He never used a job to bait anyone into ministry. Never try it. It always backfires in the future. So see verse 3 right now. But when thou doest thy alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. That's a figure of speech, of course. He's simply saying, don't shout it. Don't allow your left hand to know what your right hand doeth. It's a figure of speech. It means don't shout it. Verse 4, that thy arms may be in secret, and thy father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Hallelujah. So we can actually safely say that God became a man and he was correcting. He was correcting their past customs, their past attitudes. He was exposing their hypocrisy. He was correcting. I remember I was listening to Pastor Nkansi's message some days ago. He said somebody asked him, say, that what is the greatest sin in the whole world? He said it's pride. You just think you have an idea. You are just so pompous. Pride. It's pride that gives right to hypocrisy. It's pride that gives back to legalism. It's pride. So this sermon has been, so in this sermon we have been seeing corrections. We have seen hackings from the beginning. Let me show you again. See Matthew chapter 6 now, verse 16. He has been correcting sins. He was bringing correction. He never came to applaud anything in the law of sin and death. He never came to applaud any of their cause. He was correcting. He was changing the norm. He was changing it. He said, from the beginning, it was not so. He said, from the beginning, it was not so. You have heard of this before, but no, that is not what your father does. Now, Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. And some of their practices was actually in the Bible. And I said, no, this one is there, this one is perversion, this one is not necessary, this one is for this reason, this one is for this cause. You are doing it not for the wrong cause. Matthew 6:16, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance. See, he was correcting the way they fast. Don't be as the hypocrites of a sad countenance. See verse 19, lay not up for yourself treasures upon the earth. See, he is telling them what not to do. Correction. It's 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Correction. If you check chapter 7, verse 1, judge not that you be not judged. Correction. So we are still going to look at all those ones later. But consistently, Jesus was bringing out their already existing practices that are contrary to scripture and to the character of God. Jesus was bringing out their already existing practices that are contrary to scriptures and the character of God, and he was bringing them corrections. That's what he was doing. He was bringing them corrections. Go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. He was bringing out the already existing practices that are contrary to scriptures and the character of God, and he was bringing them corrections. So he will bring out the practice, he will bring them corrections. Don't forget that I am repeating this intentionally. And And please, I think we should continue tomorrow night, so please try and not miss it, okay? Matthew 6, verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their rewards. Now, he told them how not to pray. The attitude not to have in prayers. Because actually, such a man, he is not praying. That's the point. See that, James 4, verse 6. This man in Matthew 6, 5 is not actually praying. He is seeking recognition. What he is doing is not prayer. See James 4, verse 6. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Hope you are opening your Bible. Don't just say this is a radio. This is not radio. This is not just you are listening to a message. This is life. So please have the attitude of church. So God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So well, the issue here is that the proud's heart is not on God. His heart is on himself. Like a man that is proud, his heart is not on God, his trust is not on God, his trust is on himself. It's not that God does anything extra to the proud. No, when you say God resists the proud, the question is, how does God resist the proud? The proud is the one resisting God. That is God's word, God's actions again. Man's action, but God's responsibility. Hope you are getting me. So the proud man heart is not on God. He's on himself. So that is how God resists him. He's the one pushing himself away from God. It's not that because you are proud, God will now start running away from you. The proud man's heart runs away from God. That is his default path. Go back to Matthew 6, verse 5 now. When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen. Can you see? The intention of their prayer is that they may be seen of men. So they are not praying. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So it's not because that you are praying before people, God will not answer. It's not saying if anytime you are praying, maybe you are praying on the street, you are doing prayer work, that God will not answer. No. The issue for those people is that they are not praying at all. Their heart is not there. See this man in Luke chapter 18. Go to Luke. Please be fast. Just give me 10, 15 minutes. I'll be done. Luke chapter 18, verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves. Prayer is trusting in God. Luke 18, verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and they despised others. Verse 10. Two men went up into the temple to pray, and one a Pharisee and the other a publican. 11. I love this one, is a funny one. If I love the way Jesus just put it, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. He's not praying to God. He's praying to himself. He's praying with himself. It's just like he's teaching God who he is. He's telling God his portfolio. Say, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men, as are extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. See, he's not there to honor God. He's there to honor himself. I fast twice a week. Imagine, just twice. I give tithes of all I possess. So he was not. So was he praying to God? No. His heart is not on God's power. His heart is on his own performance. His heart is on his own performance, not on God's power. He was not praying to God. See verse 13. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up as much as himself unto heaven, but he smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Of course, still on, which is okay. 14. And I tell you, this man went down to his house more justified rather than the other. For everyone that what exalted himself shall be abased. How will he be abased? You are not praying. You are exalting yourself in prayer is you not receiving answer. And to humble yourself is for you to see God. So that is why James said prayers must be heartfelt. The effectual heartfelt, amplified version of James 5:16, the effectual heartfelt. This prayer of this man is not heartfelt. It's not praying his heart out. He's praying his heart in. So self-righteousness cannot allow such a man received from God. That's the point. It's self-righteousness. It's not that God does something against the proud. It's not that God does something against the man that is praying to himself. He is, but his attitude is not the attitude of one that receives in prayer. Thank you. Go back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 now. So, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into the closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to God which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So it's not saying don't pray in church. It's not saying don't pray on the street. He's simply warning them about hypocrisy. He's saying watch out for hypocrisy. And let me just speak about that today and I close. He's saying watch out for hypocrisy. That's what he's saying. Watch out for it. Oh, and brethren, I really think like in a church like this that we have so much going on. We have prayer targets going on. We have evangelism targets going on. Outreach targets going on. We have strong discipleship going on. We have layoffs going on. I beg you, watch out for hypocrisy. We have expansion going on. Watch out for hypocrisy. Why are you doing what you are doing? Hallelujah. Because at the end of the day, it's not only in heaven that we are going to see. Even on this earth, it will reflect. Why are you doing what you are doing? It's so sad that I received a message some weeks ago. So somebody that came to church somewhere last year or last 2 years, he was now saying up and down that when he came to church that we didn't honor him. That yes, and he's the one that helped us to do this, helped us to do that. We didn't honor him, we didn't acknowledge him. I don't know. It's not my spiritual father, and it's not even close to my spiritual anything. He said, and he came in between the sermon, he left before the sermon is over. He said, we didn't honor him. That means, why was he in church? Was it to learn or to be honored? To be honored. So, watch out for the reason. Like, for instance, now, that's such a person, you can see him running up and down, trying and getting this for you, singing in your choir, doing this, doing that. Yes, the art is not right. The art is after things. The art is not after God. The art is after recognition, fame. Let me be known. Hallelujah. Of course, and trust us, such does not happen here. You cannot really, such cannot really last around us. So, of course, although we have several spiritual stuffs we have set up, which we can almost call making us tend towards a perfect church. But hey, brethren, still watch out for hypocrisy. For instance, in church, you are a prayer warrior. But at home, You are a Z word warrior. All your prayer targets start in church and ends in church. Watch out for it. That's hypocrisy. Are you getting me? Watch out for it. That is hypocrisy. Glory to God. So why we do things, our intention, work on it. We must work on it. For instance, you only do evangelism because you will be asked. You only do evangelism because you have to fill it in your PR notes. Work on that too. Work on that because you may not be in Edify Assembly for Life. You only do evangelism why in the company with saints. When you are alone with somebody in your place of work, you just remain numb. No. What we are teaching you is to bat in you conviction. Is to batten you conviction. Nobody is telling me here daily now what to tell you to pray. Nobody is telling me here daily to nobody is instructing me here daily for me to pray, for me to tell the church to pray. Nobody is telling me for me to study, for me to instruct the church to study. I am now self-motivated. Same thing must happen to each one of us. We must be self-motivated. We too must get to that level. Hope you are getting me. You must be self-motivated. You must not do anything out of hypocrisy, out of popularity. Let them know me. No! Hallelujah. For instance, due to activities in a month, we have not prayed up to 10 hours in a month. It should bubble in you to complete the remaining 20. We are not praying 30 hours every month for the sake of, let's just feel it. No! it should bubble in you to go to complete it. If you didn't call a fast, plan yours. Shun hypocrisy. You don't have exam right now. Still study like you have one. Hallelujah. This is actually key. You must evaluate. Yes, the church has a structure to set you on fire. But hey, brethren, please ensure you're on fire. Ensure you're on fire. Ensure you get the reason. Ensure you are not being hypocritical. Hallelujah. Praise God. Also, don't put up a good face because your pastor is coming. No. Don't put a good face because Pastor Joshua is around. No. Maybe at times he went to preach somewhere, he's not around. Don't do a service. Don't honor Pastor, tell Pastor Temitope, but you disdain Sister Buki. No. It's hypocrisy. We serve the same cause. We serve the same Christ. We serve the same purpose. Shun hypocrisy. You are honoring me not because of me. It's because of the work. It's because of Christ. It's because of the mission. Because of the mandate. So if someone also is placed ahead of you because of the same mission, because of the same mandate, you honor him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you treasure your church leaders as one sent from God. The same honor you gave to the lead pastor, you should give to all the leaders, because they are the ones to helping the pastor to sustain the purpose of the church. Glory to God. Don't like someone on the surface, but you gossip about them privately. You backbite them privately. It's bad. Hallelujah. We are sincere people. Glory to God. We are sincere people. We are lovable people. We, the fruit of the Spirit, are our real self. The fruit of the Spirit, they are our real self. They are our real identity. Glory to God. We are not actors. We are not stage players. Glory to God. We are not actors. We are not stage players. We are not imitators. We live out who we are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We live out who we are. Praise God. So I beseech you today, beware of hypocrisy. Don't put up a false identity. Don't put up a false representation of yourself. Be clear when you need help. Identify yourself as one that needs help. Live out who you are. Like, let me say it again. Okay, or let me just end with James chapter 1. Open your Bible to James 1. James 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen. James 1, verse 21. Wherefore, laying apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers alone, deceiving your own self. For if any man be an hearer of the word and not a doer, is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself, and straightway goeth his way, and forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Hallelujah. We are blessed people. We are blessed people. We are blessed people. We don't vex our souls. We don't vex our we don't vex our righteous mind. No. We are sincere people. Glory to God. Glory to God. See Galatians 5. Let me know when you're there. sorry. I'm in church. See Galatians 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 16 and 17. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Let me say it again. This I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See the next verse now. For the flesh lusted against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary, the one to the another, to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you want. See? So that you cannot do the things that you want. Glory to God. There are things that we should. There are things that are our normal self. All these fruit of the flesh, they are not our work of the flesh, are not our normal self. Shun hypocrisy. Your normal self is to serve. Your normal self, what you do in church, is what you do at home. You love to pray in church. You love to pray at home. You love to preach when believers are there. You preach also when they are not there. What you do here is what you do there. You are not hypocritical. You are not a stage player. You have a sincere mind. Hallelujah. You are sincere in the work of the ministry. That is who you are. He called you faithful. He made you faithful. You are only here to approve yourself as one who has been declared faithful by God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word again this evening. Thank you because we are faithful people. Thank you because we are sincere people. Thank you because we are not stage players. Thank you because we are not hypocritical. We preach in church, we preach on the street, we preach at home. When men are there, what we do is what we do when men are not there. Hallelujah. We don't put up a false identity. We don't put up a false replica. We don't put a false representation of our status. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We live out who we are in Christ. We live out who we are in Christ. Where we don't struggle, we live out who we are in Christ. We in ministry, no false identity. We don't respect people for popularity. We don't respect people for fame. We don't put up things. We don't put up attitude for the sake of any self-interest, but to your glory and to your glory alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hope you are blessed. Thanks for all that joined again this evening. Oh, Vivian, I'm seeing you almost for the first or second time. Boski, who is that, for Christ's sake? That should be somebody from, I think I saw this name in, it should be the man that scored over 90 something in the exam. Come on, that is awesome. I think I saw the review, they just sent me the review. Thanks to Pastor Joy for doing awesome work with the exams. And thanks also to Zebra or Sister Boski, I don't know, or whatever. Amen. Brother Nicholas Watts, and many more. Thank you so much for joining this evening. So don't forget, tomorrow is church. Of course, in Kaduna today is the own church. And and much more. So thank you so much. And I'm sure you have a good night rest. Don't forget, prayers, vigils, it's not just for once in a week. It's not just for when your church calls for prayers. It's our norm, okay? It's our norm. It's what you are used to. It's what you give yourself to. So sometimes before you pray, just it's your culture to just be on your knees, to just pray again, to pray for yourself, pray for ministry, pray for church, pray for everything. It's your culture, okay? It's your culture. What we are teaching you in church is your culture. We're not just teaching you in church what to do in church. We are teaching you your culture. Church is your culture. Everything we do in church is your culture. What we do what we did in our office, where is small saint? I can't see. Where is small or big affair? Both of them, I can't see them. So what we do in church, what we do, it's our culture. It's your culture, okay? It's our culture. So the love, what we did in love feast in church, is our culture. I think Cardinal should have a love feast very soon. Don't worry, I will give you, I will instruct your pastors as in due course. So what we did in that love feast, trying to helping one another, everything, eating together, it's our culture, okay? It's not just for meant for once in a day or for once in a long time. It's our culture. It's we love to love, okay? We love to support. We love to show ourselves selfless, and that's who we are. And that's what that is our default. We are, it's not a fault, it's not a misrepresentation, it's our default. It's our default. It's who we are. Thanks so much. Thanks so much. And please, those who are not here, please look for them and ensure they are here tomorrow. Church tomorrow, Kubwa. Sure, let's come together again. Kaduna, thanks for being awesome over there. Thanks so much. Can I say good night? Amen. 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 Amen.